looked at me, smiled, and turned to lay a kiss on my cheek.
"How about some breakfast?" he asked.
At the mention of breakfast, my stomach growled. "I'm going to go with a yeah on that one," I quipped. He grinned and left me to my viewing.
"Don't stay out too long. You'll freeze your ass off."
"Hopefully only the flabby parts." I turned and smacked his bum just as he was entering the house. Wes was right, and within a couple more minutes, I was freezing my ass off, figuratively. So I went back inside to help my man make breakfast. As I entered, I found a chenille throw hanging over one of the cushy chairs and wrapped it around my shoulders. Wes was busy at the counter, pulling pans out and prepping for bacon. He said he'd called ahead and had the caretakers fill the place with the basics. We'd need to go shopping, but they had taken care of the basic amenities like eggs, bacon, milk, butter, and coffee, which I was supremely grateful for. I went about making the coffee while Wes grilled the bacon and heated the pan for fried eggs.
"So, what do you want to do today?" he asked, waggling his eyebrows.
I rolled my eyes. "Not that." His eyebrows rose. "Okay, yes, that, but not right now. I'm eager to get a lay of the land, check out the town, get more groceries, and find out where the local yokels show their art. It'll help me plan how I'm going to present this piece. Besides, the camera crew will be here in a couple days, so we'll need to be prepared for a week with them." Wes nodded and continued to make breakfast. Once we'd eaten, we showered, where he reminded me I definitely wanted a little of that, before we jumped in the rental car and headed toward the main strip. I was not prepared for the extreme beauty that hit me the moment we drove into the downtown area. Excited, I got out of the car and spun around in a circle. The scenery stole my breath as I soaked in the grandeur of the mountains. It was as if the downtown area had been set inside of a basin, hidden smack dab in the center of the earth. People roamed in and out of the shops, wearing bright colors that stood out against the snowy backdrop of the towering mountains in the distance. "Now I get it," I whispered as I continued to stare wide-eyed at the glory surrounding us.
"You get what?"
Wes asked, grabbing my gloved hand. Still, through layers of leather and wool, I was able to feel his warmth seep into my palm. "Why this place is so desirable. It's astonishing. I've been to Lake Tahoe and seen snow-covered mountains before, skied them too, but nothing compares to this." I let out a slow breath, trying to take it all in, knowing I wouldn't be able to. There was far too much to appreciate. Hopefully, over the next 2 weeks or so, the majesty of it would sink into my memory banks, so I could go back and visit it whenever I felt I was dying of heatstroke living in Southern California. Wes glanced at the enormous mountains.
"No, I see where you're coming from. I've been here so many times. It will be nice seeing it from your perspective, through new eyes."
I smiled and squeezed his hand.
"Where to first?"
I asked, hoping he'd lead the way. He tugged me to his side, where he looped an arm around my shoulders.
"Let's get a hot beverage here," he pointed at Colorado Coffee, "and then we'll walk a bit. Sound good?"
I leaned against his side. "Anything with you sounds good. Thanks for coming, by the way." I rubbed my chin along his neck. Wes smiled so wide, I was sure the sunlight glinted off his pearly whites, making them seem brighter. Delight reached his green eyes and melted me on the spot. Seeing him at ease, comfortable in his own skin, and filled with a sense of peace, would be enough to make me happy for a century. There was just something about Wes that called to me. It spoke directly to the essence of my being. In equal parts, it made me blissfully happy and scared me senseless. The joy, however, far outweighed the fear, and I suspected this would always be the case with us as we got closer to making our vows to one another. It was hard to believe that in just over 3 short weeks, I'd be Mrs. Weston Channing. I still couldn't wrap my brain around it. As we walked, Wes pointed out different hotspots for nighttime dining and prospective locations to imbibe a few cocktails and other spirits if the mood struck. We made it all the way.